Holy Ghost is here tonight. God wants to touch and bless you. God wants to meet your need. I don't know what your need is. I don't know what it is that God wants to do in your life. But I do know that God wants to do something. I was going to look at Exodus chapter 33 tonight a little bit, and I might refer back to it in just a little bit. But I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 5 tonight. And I do need God's help. I need God's touch tonight. But I feel His very presence tonight. One of the scriptures I was going to look at and talk about and mention tonight was Moses and where he stood on holy ground in the presence of God. And when he saw that burning bush and how that he sensed something strange, something unusual about that burning bush, Moses said, I've got to turn aside to see this great sight. Why this bush is burning, and yet, you know, he could see that it's not being consumed. When he got near to that bush, he found that God was there. He found that the presence of the Lord was there to meet Moses on that hillside, on the backside of a desert, on an ordinary day in his life. God knew what Moses needed in his life. God knows tonight what you and I need. And God spoke to Moses, you know, and said, Moses, he said, Moses, he said, take off the shoes from your feet. He said, for the ground that you're standing on is holy ground. Did you know that piece of earth on the side of that hillside was no different than all of the other ground around it? That bush was no different than all the other bushes that Moses had seen at times before catch fire and burn and be consumed. But what made it different and what brought the holiness and the glory on that little hillside that day was the presence of God. And I want to speak about what Moses had asked God at one time, and I'm going to read these scriptures in Chronicles 2. But Moses one day was speaking with God, and he said, God, he said, show me thy glory. You know, he wanted to see something, and he needed something more from God. And this man of God said, show me thy glory. In chapter 5 of 2 Chronicles, verse 11, it says, and it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. It said also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph and of Heman and Jethroam, and said with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, and having cymbals and psalteries or psalteries and harps, they stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. Verse 11 says, or verse 13 says, it came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, and it says, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Then, it says that then, the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. But listen to this last part of this verse. It said, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. The glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Praise God. I want to speak about God's glory tonight with the help of God. And you know, we can see here a good example of how you may be seated tonight. We can see here a good example of how the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. You know, as I looked at these verses of Scripture in verse 13 and verse 12, it talks about there, 120 priests sounding with trumpets. You know, I see a similarity in this verse of Scripture and with that of the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down and the glory of God filled the house where they were at. You know, praise God, you know, God's glory is not just for one time. God's glory and God's presence and God's love, God's power and God's mercy is for all men and for all time, for all ages. It makes no difference. You know, I want to get ahead of in my verses, but you know, the Bible says the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. Praise God. And said the Lord shall rejoice in His works. You know, when Moses was asked the Lord, praise God, to show me Thy glory, that Moses was a man that had seen God's glory. There's things that Moses had seen in his life that no other person had ever seen. There's, praise God, things that God had demonstrated to Moses and the children of Israel, that the glory and the power of God was real. And Moses would see that. I just mentioned the burning bush, how that Moses saw the glory of God on the backside of a desert, all by himself, doing his ordinary task. You see, God's glory isn't confined to the house of God. God's glory, praise God, isn't held by these walls. But wherever God wants to manifest His glory, God can do that. It was manifested at the birth and the announcement of Jesus, when the angels would say, "Glory to God in the highest." On a dark, cold night, praise God, God's glory would be manifested outside of the walls of the house of God. Surely God can fill the house with His glory, and God can let the praise and the honor ring until the house of God trembles and you feel the power and the mighty glory of God, that you sense His presence as you haven't felt it before. Praise God. God can fill this place with glory, but this glory reaches beyond these walls. Thank God for that tonight. Moses, praise God, would be at the Red Sea, and he'd see the glory of God as the power of God would begin to roll back and part that Red Sea. Moses, as he would begin his work for God, would see that rod that he had in his hand be turned to a serpent, and the glory of God manifested through the miracle, praise God, of God showing him that His power would be with him. Moses and the children of Israel and all of the people of Egypt would see the glory of this mighty God that we're serving in the plagues that God would pour upon Egypt. You see, God's glory and His power is real tonight. Hallelujah. He would see the glory of God as the sea would come back upon the Egyptians that were pursuing him, and the mighty armies of Egypt would be drowned in that Red Sea and be defeated by God's glory. glory and God's power. Oh, you see, God's glory is real tonight. And you know, we need to have a desire to see that glory as Moses did. And these priests, as they prepared in the days, praise God, of Solomon. And God filled that house with the glory of God. You know, there has to be some preparation. And there has to be some desire in our heart and on our part to see and feel this glory. God's glory is revealed in His name. For the Bible said, all the kings of the earth shall praise Thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of Thy mouth. He said, yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. You know, God's glory is great tonight, and in the name of God tonight, the Levites said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever. For they said, blessed be the glorious name of the Lord. Praise God, it's exalted above all blessings and praise tonight. You see, God's glory is real tonight. In Nehemiah, when they were building the walls, you know, those people would stand. My Lord, they prepared to see the glory of God. They wanted to see God moving in their life, and they would stand the biggest part of the day to hear the words of God. There was something about the word of God. And Nehemiah and the priest in that day would say, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever. Praise God and ever. And said that glorious is His name. He said, thou, even thou alone art Lord. Thou hast made heaven and the heavens of heaven. You know, He is a glorious God that we are serving tonight. Oh, hallelujah. There is glory in God's presence. And in the name of the Lord tonight, there's no name, when you think about Jesus, there's no name under heaven given among men tonight. That name of Jesus, one day that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 93 in verse 1. We can see the glory in the splendor and majesty of God. You know, sometime we need to realize that this is God that we're serving. We treat Him like our buddy. We treat Him like some other individual. But my God, He needs to be treated with dignity and honor and with fear tonight, because He is above all other gods tonight. Praise God, His name is glorious tonight. The writer said, the Lord reigneth. You know, it is God that reigns tonight, supreme above all other gods, above all other powers tonight. There is no power, there is no leader, there is no God that sits above the throne of God Almighty tonight. The writer said, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed in majesty. You can see Him we can see Him tonight. We can see Him upon His throne in splendor tonight. We could see the angels praising Him. We could hear the hosannas and the glories of praise unto God tonight. He reigns supreme tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the Lord is clothed with strength, and where I praise God with He girdeth Himself. But then the writer goes on to say this. He said, thy throne is established of old, and thou art from everlasting. You know, God sets upon a throne tonight. Isaiah said it one like this, or God says it Himself in Isaiah, thus saith the high and the lofty one. He said, the one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. He says, I dwell in the high and the holy place. place tonight. He is God. You know, we praise men for the things that they do and the things that they accomplish. We praise them for their feats and all the things that they do. We set men up as heroes and we give them honor. But what about God tonight? The high and the lofty one before whom everyone will stand one day and give an account for their life upon this earth. But you know, he said, not only am I the high and the lofty one and the one that has this glory, but he said, I dwell in that high and the holy place. But you know, I thought that's not all that God says in this verse of Scripture. He goes on to say this, but I dwell with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit. Praise God, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. You know, this one that sits on the throne. Praise God, we've got people that are dignified. We've got people that hold positions that wouldn't give you any sexual life. This one that ended up above the final hill. But when that humble spirit and charge, I stand at the place that they might feel and be a part of this glory tonight. He's a wonderful God tonight. Praise God. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He said, praise God. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and with majesty. Praise God. Can you see him? You know, if we could only see him like Isaiah did. We see him up in the glory of God. He said, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty. You know, the Bible gives us and God gives us the privilege that we can approach the throne of grace in time of need. That when we're having problems in our life, he said, we can come boldly unto the throne of grace. You know, God gives us a great privilege tonight through Jesus and through what he did on Calvary, that you and I can enter into the presence of this glory himself. There was a time when it couldn't be. You know, when those priests and those Levites and those singers and those musicians got it all together, and they began to blow the trumpets and play the music, and they began to sing in harmony together, and they set everything in order, and the glory of the Lord filled that house. There was so much glory and power that no one else could enter into the house of the Lord at that time. But when Jesus died upon the cross, the veil that separated us from God was torn asunder, and we can enter into the very glory and the presence of God himself tonight. Hallelujah. He makes us worthy even though we are unworthy. And you know, we need to sometimes realize that, and we need to look at ourselves and realize that without God, without Jesus tonight, we are nothing tonight. And you know, we could be nothing, you know, tonight if it hadn't been for the Lord. Us that are here tonight, some of us might be in hell. And we might be lost and screaming and pleading with that rich man in hell tonight for just a touch of water. But you know, because of what Jesus did and because of God dwelling with the contrite and those of a humble spirit, my God, that one that said, I can leave the throne, I'll reach down to those and lift them up out of the miry clay, and I'll make something of them. Praise God, because of what he has done, we are made worthy through Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. The God's glory is found in his holiness. He is a holy God tonight. You know, we mentioned that a little bit this morning. But the Bible says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? And you know, the question is asked, who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? He said, who is like thee, glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, doing wonders?
You know, we see the glory of God in the standard of holiness, in the separation. When you think about the gods that they mention here, you know, who is like thee, O Lord, among the gods? All of the other gods around Israel were gods of immorality that promoted sin and rotten, dirty things. But my God, did you know this God is pure and He's holy and He's clean? Hallelujah. And He lifts us up from the mire of this world and makes us clean and pure and holy through the blood of Jesus tonight. The Bible says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill. Said, for the Lord our God is holy. You know, Moses, when he stood in the presence of the Lord, had to kick those old shoes off. Those shoes had been a lot of places, maybe. Maybe they were stained and, you know, symbolic of all the things that he'd done in life. Symbolic, maybe, of the life that he'd done. And, you know, Moses was a... You look at Moses, you find he's a meek and humble man. And you'd have to admire him sometimes for what his life. But you also find that Moses was just like the rest of us tonight. When God called him to go, Moses made excuses and angered God with his excuses. We find that many times in Moses' life that Moses would get angry and he'd lose his temper. And you'd find that Moses, you know, perhaps before he even went up there to where God was, had done some things in his life and God had to deal with him. And when he went into the presence of God and began to sense that glory, God said, you got to get rid of those shoes that tread through the sinful places of this life, and you're going to have to lay them aside to enter this holy ground. Hallelujah. But Moses said, Lord, show me thy glory. And you know, God began to speak with Moses, and he would talk with Moses face to face. The Bible says, like friend to friend. You know, you wonder what it was that Moses wanted to see out of God's life or out of God, you know. And you wonder, you know, he'd seen all of these other things down in Egypt, and he sat and talked with him face to face. And as he went up on the mountain, he'd enter into a cloud, and all the people would see the glory of the Lord as it came down upon the mountain. And the Bible said the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire. They could see the top of that mountain burning. They could see the cloud of the presence of the Lord upon that mountain. But they would watch old Moses as Moses would walk right into that cloud. Thank God that He gives us that privilege tonight that we can walk into the presence of the Lord. But what was it that Moses wanted from God tonight? What longing was it in his heart? What is it tonight that we need more of God in our life, that we would come to Him and say, Lord, I need you to show me your glory. Let me see more of God in my life. Use me more. Take me to different places. Take me to higher heights. Praise God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I can feel your glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the glory of the Lord has been exhibited in His mighty power. Exodus 15 and 6. You know, when those armies of Pharaoh would drown in the Red Sea, they would celebrate on the other side of that sea. They would rejoice for what God had done. You know, we've never been pursued by an enemy like that, so we don't know what experience it is. We don't know what it is to have somebody so close to us that they're wanting to destroy us and take our life and take us bondage or whatever they was going to do to take them back down into Egypt. But you know, God sent a pillar, praise God, a fire down between them, and they could see the glory of the Lord in that pillar. In the day they'd see a cloud overshadowing them, and they knew that God's glory and God's presence was near unto them. But when they stood on the banks of the Red Sea, having seen the enemy defeated, they began to rejoice. They began to dance. They begin to celebrate. You know, we ought to celebrate the glory of God tonight. We ought to rejoice in the glory of the Lord. And part of what they said was said, "Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Praise God, thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy." You know, I think of the enemy of our soul tonight, Satan. Praise God that he's tried to devour us. But the hand of God has been glorious in power through Jesus tonight, reaching down and saving our souls from a devil hell and from the devil himself tonight. The Bible says, "For God hath power." You know, it says in Chronicles 25 and 8, 2 Chronicles 25 and 8, part of that scripture says, "God hath power to help, and God hath the power to cast down." You know, the children of Israel seen that power in God. They seen that glory. And you know, when they seen God begin to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians, they saw the power to lift up. And when they saw the Egyptians in the Red Sea rolling back upon them, they saw the power of God to cast down. God has power absolute tonight. Praise God, there is no other power that can match the glorious power of God tonight. I thought that what Job said in one place, he said, "I know that thou can do everything." Aren't you glad tonight that God can do everything tonight? Praise God, Job was cast down through the trials and tests, but you know, God had lifted him up, and Job said, "I know that thou can do everything." Thank God he can do everything and anything tonight. Even Jesus said, "But with God, all things are possible tonight." What glorious power. No wonder we should rejoice in the power of God. You know, we ought to see God's glory fill the house of God every once in a while in our life. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost tonight. These bodies are the vessel of God tonight. And you know, we ought to see God fill not just this tabernacle, this house, this building that we're in tonight, but we ought to feel the glory of God touching our soul every once in a while. And praise God, let Him fill us. You know, God has power to deliver and to set free. If He could set free all of those people down in Egypt, my Lord, it's nothing for Him to deliver us from the test and trials that you and I go through in this life. He is still God. His power is still glorious tonight. He can set sinners free and break the power of sin tonight. Hallelujah. He has the power to heal tonight. You know, he told the children of Israel, he said, "You know, I'm the Lord thy God that take away all thy diseases, and you know that can heal thee." And God can heal tonight. There's nothing that God can't do tonight. Only thing is He can't do what we don't allow Him to do. When we stand in the way with doubt and hindrances or whatever thing gets in our life and we don't allow God to work in our life, His power will be useless to us. But my God, if we yield to Him, the power of God can break all the yokes and bondage tonight. Hallelujah. He can set free. You know, you see Jesus raising the dead, didn't you? Huh? You watch Him going through places. You know, we're singing that song, you know, "Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by." Do you ever let your mind go? Do you ever let your thoughts go in praising the Lord and just wondering what it would be like? And maybe just imagine that as we're in the worship service and we're just praising God as they did praise God over there in Solomon's time, and they praised Him with song and praises, praise God with instruments, and all of a sudden God began to respond to that. Did you know that God responds to praises and to worship? That God will move in His glory. He'll send His glory down. But have you ever Just let your mind go. You know, you say, well, you're foolish, you're childish, you call me what you want. But you know, I like sometimes just to let my mind go. And as we were singing that tonight, you know, I can imagine Jesus walking right across the front of this church. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said wherever two or three are gathered together, He's in the midst. And you know, as Jesus walks and passes by, it's our obligation to reach out and touch Him. It's up to us to reach out and say, Lord, here I am. I need Your touch. I need Your blessing in my life. You know, I feel His presence. I feel so different tonight. I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in my life or your life, but tonight, you know, we ought to enjoy the glory and the presence of God. And we ought to get prepared for whatever tomorrow might have. Praise God, and begin to get into the glory and presence of God. We ought sometime just to let our thoughts go. Praise God, reach out, and maybe just in our mind we can see Him going by. You know, maybe if we'd reach out, oh, hallelujah, that we could touch the hem of His garment. Woo! Hallelujah. And we could feel the glory and sense the presence and the glory of God Himself. You know, God, it shows His glory through His power. Let me go on. His works testify of His glory. Read the Scripture and see what it says. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. Praise God. You know, you look and you can see in the heavens the beautiful work of God. And it's as if the heavens say, God has made me. God has put every star, every planet, praise God, in this universe. In this dark vastness of space, you can see that God has His hand in it, and it declares the mighty glory and the power of God. Glory. The angels in Isaiah's time, and Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up on His throne. The angels of God would cry out, and Isaiah would record it this way. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy. Says, He is the Lord of hosts. Said, the whole earth is full of His glory. Oh, you know, sometimes we overlook God's glory. We get so wrapped up in the things and problems and with our own selves many times that we can't see God's glory. We don't see what God's doing in our life. We can't see the way many times that God is answering and doing things. But praise God, His glory is there. Praise God, the Bible says the earth is full of the glory of God. Hallelujah, just look around and every once in a while count your blessings. My God, don't dwell on the bad things. Don't dwell so many times upon the aches and the pains and the problems, but let's see a little bit of God's glory as we're passing through this life. Let's see a little bit of God's splendor and His majesty and His power moving in our midst and in our life as we go through this old world. He said, the earth is full of the glory of God. Oh, just think about the glory of God. Praise God, you know, it makes no difference what man does. They might have the turmoil and the problems and the warfare and the fighting and all of these things going on in this old world tonight, but God's glory is still there. Hallelujah. His glory, it says, endures forever. Praise God. It's seen upon the mountaintop as that devouring fire when Moses went into the presence of it. In the book of Exodus 40, it's seen in the house of God. You know, we ought to see His glory. The Bible said in the tabernacle, when Moses began to get everything set up in that tabernacle and get everything in order, just as Solomon did in that temple, the Bible said then, only then did a cloud cover the tent of the congregation. Can you see God's glory moving in that cloud? Can you imagine just seeing a cloud come from heaven and moving across the horizon and coming to where that tabernacle is, sent from heaven itself, that God's glory would begin to move upon that tabernacle? tabernacle of the congregation, and it said the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Oh, hallelujah. Give us some of that old time glory tonight. You know, that reminds me, praise God, of some of you have heard me say it, but when we were first saved and we were in that old tabernacle praising and seeking God for the Holy Ghost, that as we were at the front of that tabernacle, an open building with no sides on it, and we were sincere in praising God, that someone said they watched a blue haze as it began to move under that tabernacle and began to gather upon those that were around the altar. You want to find God's glory? You'll find it still at an altar of praise and praise and sacrifice. God's glory will still meet us there. Whew, glory. Hallelujah. God's glory can fill this place tonight. And Moses was not able to enter in to the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. You know, God's glory is still in the modern church today if they want it. You know, and I don't mean modern in the things that they're doing. I mean this present day church that we're a part of. God's glory can still be seen in the church. God's glory can be seen by the church and by the individuals in the church. For when Stephen was being gnashed upon by those that were accusing him and those that hated him because of his stand for Jesus, they were about to take him out and stone him. That old Stephen looked up towards heaven. Praise God. You see, that's where the glory comes from. It doesn't come, praise God, because we're good singers. It doesn't come because we have special talents tonight. Thank God for all of those things. Praise God, it didn't come because of any of our abilities. But as old Stephen was looking up towards heaven and they're gnashing upon him, he saw that the heavens were opened. Thank God that God still opens the heavens tonight. Thank God that he still will reveal his glory. And the Bible said that Stephen said, I see the glory of the Lord. I see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. There's still glory tonight. There's still power tonight for the church. You know, God's glory will help us with the struggles in our life. I want to see that old time power. I want that in my life and in your life. I need it in my life. I thank God that, you know, we don't have to stand still as Christians, but we can move on and we can go from place to place. You know, when Moses saw that glory on that hillside and he saw that burning bush, God would take him to show him even greater glory. God would move in his life and show him things that he'd never seen before. God would take Moses upon that mountain. Moses would walk into that cloud of the presence of the glory of God, and God would speak with him. And for 40 days he'd be upon that mountain. For 40 days he'd be in the presence of God. And you know, when somebody has been in the presence of God, you can't help but see the glory of God in their life. It's not their glory, but it comes from God. It's something that God imparts into every man and woman that'll get on their knees and spend time in the presence of God himself. That the glory will be imparted upon them. And when Moses came down from the mountain, there was a marvelous thing that took place in his life. Moses began to glow. Moses began to shine. There was something about being in the presence of God's glory, hallelujah, that couldn't be separated, praise God, from Moses and being in the presence of God. It'll rub off on you. This glory of God will be a part of your life. And they looked at Moses, and some of them got afraid of Moses because here he comes shining. Can you see that? My Lord, give us some Christians that'll shine for Jesus. Give us some that are not afraid to go in the presence of God. Moses went in the presence of God for the children of Israel. But when he came out being there for the children of Israel and getting some things from God and some direction from God for the children of Israel, God blessed him in the process. Thank God that God will bless you in the process instead of going so many times and saying, Lord, I need this and I need this and I need this. We ought to be intercessors and let God impart that glory in our life. And they got afraid of Moses. They had nothing to be afraid of. You know, unless they were sinning in their life, God would maybe show Moses some things that are going on, and he did, didn't he? Moses knew some things. But you know, praise God, old Moses had to put a veil over his head. We can't talk to you, Moses. We're afraid to talk to you because you've been in the presence of God. My Lord, that's the best ones to talk to, isn't it? Praise God, because they can help us in this life. God's glory is something that is good and marvelous. Praise God, it's not our glory. Praise God, it's nothing that we claim for our own, but it's what comes from being in His presence. And He blesses us with that. But the Bible says that old Stephen said, I can see. Or it says he saw the glory of God. You know, even in that new church, he saw the glory of God. You know, I believe it was when Jesus took Peter and James and John up on that mountain. Didn't he take those three up on the mountain with him? And when he got there, God began to be there with Jesus. And you know, when he was there, Jesus began, his raiment became white. You know, it began to almost glow. And they sensed something about God's presence as they heard God speaking with Jesus and Jesus speaking with God. And the glory of God lit up that mountain in the New Testament church. You know, it's still the same tonight. Praise God that God's glory will light up the church if we'll let it. And God's glory will fill the house. The Bible says it can be seen in all by all those who have a true desire to see that glory. Do you desire it tonight? You know, Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. And I'm not even going to finish that part of the message tonight. But he said, the Bible says in Psalms 90, let thy work appear unto thy servants. You know, they're talking and saying, let your work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Praise God, the writer says, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. You see, God's glory is beautiful tonight. Hallelujah. And he says, O God, says, thou art my God. The writer says in Psalm 63, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. You know, we've seen God moving in the times past. I want to see Him moving again. God still moves in the church. Let me tell you how He does it. This is what the Bible says. God's glory is found in Jesus. For it says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then Paul said in Corinthians, talks about how it shined in our hearts. God has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. You know, there's glory in Jesus tonight in serving Jesus. And then the Bible says, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. You know, we can look to Jesus and we can see the glory of God tonight. Anybody desire that glory in your life? Anybody desire more of God in your life? You know, we ought to be like Moses. And even with all of his shortcomings in his life, he said, Lord, show me thy glory. God didn't fail him. You can go and read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 33 and 34.
And you'll find where that God began to show the glory to Moses. He showed him, the Bible talks about how that God passed by him and said, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundance in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. You know, God's glory is shown in all of these things, not simply in His mighty power and in His name and in His holiness, but in the acts that He does with and through Jesus today, the forgiveness of sin that comes through Jesus. You know, God wants to touch the lives of sinners with His glory tonight. We can be a part of that as Moses was. Would you stand tonight? Praise God. And I want us just to come.